I have a question on Palermo. Okay. So you mentioned it brings us in. So is this mentally do we have to put ourselves there? Is this we have a soul that exists not in the physical realm. Is this the heavenly spirit? Is this something that just exists, or is this something that we make by going with Christ? That's something now we are a part of. Is this our soul is part of the heavenly places regardless, or is this once we accept Christ as our Savior, then we are now a part of the heavenly places in Christ?
All right, Ben, read to me Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. So to find out who put us there.
Ephesians 1, verse 6.
Chapter 2, verse 6.
And has raised us up together and has made us to sit down together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
Okay, who did that for us?
So that's Christ.
God. God have did that for us. He put us in Christ, He raised us up together with Christ, and He put us in Christ in the heavenly places. In that sphere where you are all, you are in there as a child of God. In that sphere of privilege. You were transported to a different country. Morally. In the way you conduct yourself. Also, when you are on a base in Argentina, what are the laws that are govern the base in there? Is it the Argentinian law or the U.S. law?
The U.S.
Yeah, U.S. law. You, geographically, you are in Argentina. But the laws that govern you while you are there is the U.S. law because you are a U.S. citizen. All right? And that part, that base, also geographically. So geographically, you are here on earth. But what govern you is not the laws of this world, not the thinking of this world. And what you defend and what you enjoy is the things of Christ. Maybe somebody could help us. I don't want to spend much time, but I just want you to understand the heavenly places. What does it mean? So your mind would not go all over the place.
Yeah, we had reflected on this at the end of our last session, that it would be good for us to understand the way the book is laid out. You know, if we were writing the book of Ephesians from a human standpoint, we would begin with telling ourselves about the warfare and all the armor that we need to defend, right? But how God begins the book of Ephesians is He begins with the blessed place that we are and all of the blessings that are attached to that place that we are in the heavenlies as that which sets the object before us, Christ and the blessings in the heavenlies. And then as you go through Ephesians chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and we get to the point of understanding that we have to be under the influence of the Spirit of God, then we move into chapter 5 and 6, obedience. You know, we skip these things because of time. But for us to be a successful soldier and defender of the things that are right, we have to have an appreciation for where we are and the blessings that we have. Think about the athlete, in particular, you know, the Roman type of athletics. They set the prize before the athlete, before the race. Why? Because his eye is on the prize. We have that, Brother John mentioned that, Hebrews 12, verse 1, 2, and 3. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. But for us to be successful soldiers, good soldiers, we have to be obedient children. We have to be good husbands. We have to honor parents. And if all of these natural things are not in their proper place, when you come down to talking about being strong and in the Lord and in His might, those things they're not going to happen. Okay? So, as Brother Amos said, this is the sphere of blessing. Paul says in Philippians that our citizenship is in heaven. And this is connected to this thought of the blessings in the heavenlies. The military man is defending something, standing for something. He's connected, you know, if you're a U.S. soldier, you're not fighting for the Russians, right? In fact, you don't even believe what the Russians believe, right? We have a different ideology, different standards. So our citizenship is in heaven. That's why we're enlisted by Him. The blessings that we get is in that sphere that He has put us in because of the death, His death and His victory there on Calvary's cross. the Word of God, the standards, all of those principles are the things that now we seek to uphold because our citizenship, our passport, says that we are heavenly people. So hopefully it helps enlarge a little bit more on what has been said. That this is how it's set before us. The great prize, the blessings, this new sphere. You know, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if any man be in Christ, we often quote it this way, that he is a new creature. That's a nice thing. But it really is, if any man be in Christ, there is new creation. So we are part of a new creation. Our citizenship is there. And all of the blessings that we have are in the heavenlies. And we are defending those things that we have in Christ.
May I take a shot on that expression from a scriptural point of view for us to see exactly what was said, the sphere of things. In heaven, it is not heaven, so let's set this thing right. In heaven, I will not be in Christ, I will be with Christ. To be with Christ, that is far better. In that sphere, heaven's influence, in that sphere, I am in Christ, in Christ. So I'm going to give an example of what Uncle Emil was telling us about these lands. When the people of God were coming out, they spent how many years in the wilderness? If I may ask.
40 years.
But during these 40 years, they were living in light of the rules and the regulations of the land that they were going to inherit in 40 years. Are you getting it? They were still not in the land. The land is the heavenlies by way of a type. But the land itself, the land of Canaan, was not theirs yet. They were not in heaven. But they were under the influence of that land. When God was delivering regulations and the rules and to keep the Passover, the tabernacle, all the commandments were in light when you are in the land. So how they lived in the wilderness for 40 years under the rule and the sphere of that land. So listen, they kept these commandments God has given Moses in the wilderness for the land. They kept it where? In the wilderness. And this is what heavenly is all about. It is the sphere of heaven, sphere of a heavenly influence that you and I, we are expected to live in that sphere, to maintain that sphere. And what does the enemy desire? Take it away from you. That's all. Take the enjoyment of it. The people were, when they entered into the land, they are supposed to inherit everywhere. But what did the enemy do? Took things away from it. So for us, positionally, we're going to always be in the heavenly right now, and we're going to be in heaven. But practically, that's where the test is, dear brethren. Dear young ones, practically we're talking about, is sometimes if we will fall for these wiles, for these attacks of the heavenlies, we will hinder us from enjoying that sphere of blessing that we have heard, sphere of blessing that is your portion and my portion in the present time. And that's really what it is in addition to what was said.
Yes. It is. So it's again, you are on earth. You live in the town where you live. You live in the country where you live. But because you are a heavenly man, you are the best citizen of that town. Because you acknowledge the Lord Jesus as Lord and you obey His rules. But again, let me take the illustration that I made earlier because we need to go and talk about the parts of those armor, those seven pieces of equipment that we need to be familiar with. The American base in Argentina. It's the base of America in that place where the regulation, the laws, the constitution, and the privilege. Everybody around doesn't have an air conditioner. These guys have air conditioning. Everybody doesn't have good food. These guys have good food. Everything is there in that sphere. The rules are there. But the privileges are there. And these Marines are standing on the gates. Not to fight and to attack anybody. I want to highlight what Andrew said earlier. It's all a defensive warfare. No offensive at all. The only piece, as you said, is the sword of the Spirit. Everything else is for protection. So these Marines are standing there protecting the privileges that they have in that base. Now, if you despise these privileges, I don't really care about what we have in there. Let me go and eat the junk food that they have outside the base. The enemy comes and finds a hole in there now. So our responsibility, what the Word of God had given into our hands, we ought to protect it, We ought to defend it. And now let's talk a little bit about the pieces. So let's move on and look at verse 14. And let's take every piece of the armor of God, because we have about 25 minutes, half hour or so, to kind of just cover it. Again, let's just kind of highlight what these pieces are all about and understand them so we know how to use them.